Well, it's no surprise that every year there's when they do a survey of American workers, there's a certain number of people who plan to find a new job, who aren't happy with the job they have. What's surprising is that this year, 84% of the people surveyed say they want to find a new job and plan to actively seek new work in this year. Only 5%, in fact, said that they plan to stay with a job they have. Surprising to you, it was surprising to us. It's up 60% from last year. Joining us now is William Rogers. He's a professor and chief economist at the Heldert Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Good morning, William.
Good morning. How are you tonight?
And Ryan Wineland, store manager at Blockbuster Video in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you first because you are one of the people who plans to find a new job in 2011, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Blockbuster is bankrupt, so that's a good plan, Ryan, I'd say, right?
Yes, sir. Don't get me wrong. They're a great company, but they've made some bad decisions.
Okay. But their bankruptcy, as far as I can see from what you talked about with our producers, their bankruptcy isn't what's driving you to find new work. Why are you looking for a new job?
Well, I've been self-employed before, and I kind of miss it a little bit, to be honest with you. And the one thing that I've noticed with the way that the work market is right now, one, there's not a ton of work. And the sad part is, too, there's not a lot of money out there in the work that is available. So in my own personal opinion, when you look at the state of the country, really the best way to make personal income right now is by starting your own business.
Okay, Bill Rogers, explain this to me. First of all, we've had a 60% jump in the number of people who say they're going to actively seek a new job. Is that a surprising statistic to you?
Not really, because if you look at deeper at their numbers that they generated, you know, this really the swing from 60% to 84% really just it comes from people who said that last year I'm going to be networking because. Pretty much the advice even I'd gotten and throughout my career is you always want to know where your next job is or where your next opportunity is, and there was a big decline in people saying that we're just going to network, that we're actually going to activate the search.
Okay, let me understand what you're saying. You're saying that last year people were so concerned about the high unemployment rate that they didn't do any of this normal networking and looking around and kind of testing the waters to see what's out there.
Correct, because it was back to what Ryan said. I mean, that there just weren't a lot of opportunities out there. Many people and many companies, including myself, a college faculty member here in New Jersey, you know, we haven't seen pay raises for several years, or compensation hasn't risen for many workers. So there's, as the article talks about, there's been a growing discontent, or you know, people are kind of just waiting to make that shift.
All right. Well, my first reaction when I saw this was, well, maybe people took jobs out of fear, out of desperation, that they never planned to stick with. They just wanted to find a job, any job.
Yeah. Well, I think there are two pieces of two experiences. You had one individuals who had lost their job during the recession and were fortunate enough to find a job, and many of those basically had to accept lower wages. I mean, there's a long-standing kind of finding in the research that re-employment hires after a job loss can be about 15 to 20% on average less than what you had before. But it was also related to another type of employment experience, and that is people who did maintain and keep their jobs. They were being relied on much more heavily by employers, and so we saw a dramatic increase in productivity growth, which is consistent with the recession and recovery. But that meant it had a cost. It had, you know, lots of workers were being pushed to the max, pushed those extra hours, but without greater compensation.
So William Rogers, and we've got Ryan Wineland, who's actually an example of the statistic that you're talking about. What is the chance that if people sort of jump ship and start looking for other work, like Ryan is suggesting, that actually the unemployment rate's going to rise because it measures the people who are looking for work and can't necessarily find it? And if people have some difficulty, that unemployment rate could really spike, even though this is, in theory, a kind of a positive thing.
Well, I agree with you. It's going to increase, but it's going to increase for a different reason. Folks like Ryan, I mean, they're already employed. So they're not going to, unless they, you know, have a time of separation between their current job or their new job, they're not going to cause the unemployment rate to rise. Right? They're currently working. What's going to happen will be you've got the 9 million Americans who are working part-time but want to work full-time. They're not included in the official unemployment rate that's going to be reported this Friday.
Right.
When they start to actively search, right, then if they're searching in greater numbers than the number of jobs being created, then you'll see an increase in the unemployment rate, or you'll also see an increase in the unemployment rate or upward pressure on it for those who are out of the workforce. It's like 2 million to 3 million who are out of labor force. They haven't searched in the last 4 weeks, but if offered a job, they take it. So those people will increase the unemployment rate.
Ryan, let me go back to you for just a moment. First of all, are you willing to go unemployed for a while you look for something else?
Sadly enough, no.
Okay. So, well, one of the common responses we got from our listeners was they felt that businesses have been taking advantage of the recession to work their employees harder and pay them less, and that's why they're unhappy. And I'm wondering if that's fueling your job hunt as well.
Yes, ma'am. Don't get me wrong. I don't dislike my job. I don't even dislike the company that I work for. But I've been there for 2 years going on this month without a single pay raise yet.
Okay. So what kind of job are you looking for, Ryan?
Well, like I said at the beginning when we were speaking, I would like to go into business for myself, but in terms of finding other work, really at this point I would take pretty much anything as long as it's at least comparable pay.
Ryan Wineland, store manager, at least for the moment, at Blockbuster Video in Columbia, South Carolina. We also spoke with Bill Rogers, a professor and chief economist of the Helrich Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Thanks to both of you. We want to throw this question out to you. Are you part of the 84% of people who is planning to actively find a new job this year? Give us your story about moving on at 877-8-MY-TAKE.